and whenever you're ready, we can start.
Okay, O. Henry's story is, after 20 years, O. Henry is the title of the story. And it's regarding two friends who agreed to meet at an appointed spot after a period of 20 years. On the appointed night, which was a cold, dark, windy night near the hardware store, the town hardware store, one of the friends met there, the shorter fellow met there. Well, he stood there in front of the door with his lit cigar, and he waited for his buddy to appear. And he didn't seem to appear, but an officer did come. He talked with him for a while. And the gentleman that's waiting, I forgot to mention his name was Jimmy. Jimmy told about the guy that he was waiting for, and the officer chatted briefly. Jimmy lit up a cigar, and he did not even recognize the face of the officer as being that of his friend, but he continued to wait on, and he saw a guy come across the street, and he thought, oh, this has got to be him, and he waited and looked at the guy, and there was no resemblance of the friend he knew way back there, but Jimmy was a notorious figure, and he was being arrested. His buddy that he was waiting for was now a police officer, couldn't do the job himself, and decided that he would send a plainclothesman who was waiting around the corner. And that plainclothesman arrested Jimmy and passed on a note, and the note was from his officer friend that said, he knew that he had become a notorious criminal, and that now he could not do the job of arresting him, so he asked a fellow officer to do it. And that concludes my story.
Okay, great. So, next, what I would like you to do is tell me a story. It could be like a childhood experience or some life experience, but I would like you to make sure that the stories have at least three story characters in it. Three or more.
Okay.
And I'll leave the tape running, so whenever you're ready, you can just start.
Okay, are there ghosts? As a child, I lived with 9 other siblings. There were 5 girls, 5 boys in the family, and we would often have to double up in bedrooms. As I got older, I got a bedroom to myself, and often at night we would talk about spooky things and seeing ghosts and things like that. And I thought it would be funny to take the white bedspread from my bed, put it over my head, and go down to my brother's room, and there would be Badger, Lord, and Joseph all huddled there. And I would go and stand in the doorway and go, ooh. And they would say, do you see it? Do you see it? Look, it's coming toward the bed. It's coming toward the bed. And I would do that, but I wouldn't stay too long, because if I was caught, I was really in trouble. And I would slowly flow out the room, go back to my bed, and get in the bed and laugh. And at breakfast the next morning, they would ask my mother, are there ghosts? And she said, there's no such thing, and don't let me hear that foolishness again. And so the next night, I'd go back and repeat it. And they'd ask her about ghosts, and she said, I told you there is no such thing as ghosts, and that's it. And then she said, if you think there's a ghost, then you go and try to touch it. Well, that night I went back and I thought, this is going to really be fun. I don't think they'll come up to that bedspread. So I came into the room and I'd stand for just, well, I went into the room, stood for a little while, and I eased over to the bed, and they were whimpering under the cover. And finally, I would reach out my arm as if I was going to touch, and they would all but jump over like leapfrog over one another. And instead, tables change. Out from under the cover came these little combat boots, and they worked over my head under that bedspread, and I couldn't scream out. So I made it back to my room, fell in my bed with the bedspread over my head, and whimpered until I went off to sleep. And the next morning, we're sitting at the breakfast table, and they told my mother that they saw a ghost, and she said, you did? Yeah, but we got it last night. And I never told anyone I was under the cover. So that's my secret to this day, and I don't think they even own up to it at this point. So are there really ghosts?
That's good. Okay, now we'll start the memory exercises.
Okay.
Now the first thing I'm going to do is tell you a short story, and I would like for you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
And here is the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Can you tell the story back to me?
Okay, there was a lady that was shopping. She evidently was in a grocery store, and by the time she made her way to the grocery counter, there was no wallet. It evidently had fallen from her purse, and she replaced the items back on the shelf and left the store. After arriving home, she gets a call from a little girl that had found her purse, not her purse, but her wallet. I'm sorry. And she was very happy.
Okay, great. Rudy, Rudy, I can't play with you right now. It's my
Oh
cat.
my goodness,
He's been afraid of cats
that's
lately.
a big one.
I'm surprised he came down. Leave me alone, Rudy.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to, I'm going to tell you some numbers,
Okay.
and I'd like you to repeat them back to me. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
582. 582.
582.
694.
694.
Let me put him in the basement. I can't play with you right now, Rudy. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
He gets a little needy
My
sometimes.
daughter has one.
Yeah, he gets a little needy. Okay. 6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4179386.
5819647.
5819487.
Okay. 3829514.
3829514.
275862584.
272486574.
Okay. 713942568.
712-943-568.
Now I'm going to say some numbers. I'd like for you to say them backwards.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Ready? 2-4.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
9-2-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
9-2-7-3.
Almost. 4968.
8964.
Okay. 15286.
6512.
Okay. 61843.
34681.
Okay, one more. 539418.
8195. 4-3.
Okay. This next exercise is categories. I'm going to give you three categories, and I would like for you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as you can, as quickly as you can. For example, if I told you the category was states, you would say New York, Tennessee, Georgia, and so on. Okay, so I'm going to time you on this one. And as soon as I give you the category, just go ahead and start.
Okay.
The first category is foods.
Pickles, bananas, apples, and peaches.
Okay,
oh, peaches, lemons, greens, cabbages, meats, chops, pork chops, cantaloupes. It just goes on? Okay, grapes and pears and kiwi, fruit, lemonade, Kool-Aid, milk, that's it.
Keep going.
apples and cherries and pineapples and eggs and butter and lard and Crisco and cornmeal and flour and baking soda. Nutmeg and...
You running out?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted you to fill up a minute.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought I maybe had six. Okay.
Okay, the next category is animals.
Okay. Reptiles, snakes, squirrels, turtles, cats, dogs, cougars, elephants, hippopotami, giraffe, monkeys, chimpanzees, whales, porcupine, fox, wolves, gorillas.
Keep going.
Lions and tigers and moles and hyenas.
Okay, that was a minute. Okay, last category is kitchen items.
Okay, cups and saucers and silverware, clock, a timer, a countertop, a table, a sink, a faucet, stove, cabinets, plates and saucers and cups, measuring cups, cooking spoons, your wooden spoon, your silver spoons, cooking spoons, your spatula, your knives, your tongs, the eyes on the stove, the grill work for the oven, the vent and fan on the stove, the refrigerator, the dish rack, dishcloth, the sponges, the scouring pads.
You run out?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Okay. This next to the last exercise.
Mm-hmm.
This is last of it. This is called the Stroop test. It's a test of attention and inhibition, and you'll know why once you get into it. Okay, this is my practice sheet.
Okay.
You see the first line?
Uh-huh.
I want you to read that across as fast as you can.
Orange, green, brown, and purple. Okay.
That's the task.
Okay.
What I want you to do is start here and go across. Read across as fast as you can. And I'm going to time you. And go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 8.5 seconds. Okay, in the practice sheet, you see part two, line two. Tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
Gray, blue, black, red.
Okay, that's the task. What I'd like you to do is start here, go across, tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can, and go.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, yellow, red.
Okay, 11.37 seconds. Okay, now the third line, part three. Now this time, instead of reading the words, I want you to tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and try that.
Brown and green. Oh.
Tell me the color.
Green, orange.
The color that the word is printed in.
Green, black, gray, and blue.
Yes. That's the task.
Okay.
Okay. And by the way, that's a yellow. A lot of people get confused with that.
Oh,
they think
okay.
It's yellow, green, or something.
Okay.
Again, go across, but don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word is printed
okay.
in. And let me. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Blue, red, green, yellow. Green, yellow, green, blue. Red, blue, yellow, blue. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay, 24.69 seconds. So you understand why it's called attention and inhibition?
Yes. And this is called the Stroop
test.
Stroop.
Yeah, part one is always the quickest.
Okay.
That's just basically reading. This is a little bit harder, and it takes a little bit longer, maybe a couple of seconds longer.
The
dot test.
No, that one.
Yeah, this one always takes twice as long because you really have to pay attention, and then you have to inhibit. You know what you normally want to do is red, blue, yellow, green, and say the color. And so this is actually an experiment because older people tend to be twice as slow as people in our age group.
Oh.
You know, so, and this is where I'm really seeing an age effect.
Okay.
Do you remember that story about the lady with the groceries?
Yes.
Can you tell that to me one more time?
There was a woman that went grocery shopping, and as she went through the store, somehow she lost her wallet. And when she got to the checkout counter, there was no wallet. So she put all the foods back on the shelf, but when she gets home, a young girl calls her and tells her she's found the wallet, and this made the woman very happy.
Okay. Thank you. That's everything.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's the whole test. You don't have any questions to me about?
No.
Okay.
I just found it interesting.
Okay. This is the other payment plan.
Yeah, how poorly did I do?
You did fine.
On that last part.
Oh.